So he's talking about requesting to turn Dharma wheel has greater merits than somebody of a great thousand or 3,000 galaxies that are in the universe, you see, fill up with the 7 precious jewels. Diamond, gold, silver, so forth, all that. Then you offer the Buddhas. So that much offering to 3,000 of great thousand, 3,000 galaxies, you know, fill up with the gold, diamond like this, same precious jewels. Even you offer, you know, one flower or one single rice to a statue of Buddha, painting Buddha. You know, stupa, or even visualize, you see, if they don't have to visualize. If you offer one single grain, or one tiny flower, the merit is like unimaginable. One single grain, offering to a statue, having offered to a statue, stupa, to any of the whole of the, even visualized, or if there's nothing there, visualized, you see. Statues to Prabhupada, So in that merit, the benefit of the merit you get, how much is contained is that, you know, all the happiness that you experience from beginningless rebirth, like that much in the future, like that much from beginningless rebirth of now, how much happiness experienced now, that much in the future. So all contained in that. Now, on top of that, they're talking about on some side of profession, some side of pleasure, success, you see. Now, on top of that, you see, the liberation from samsara, you know, that benefit contains. Total cessation of the whole entire oceans of suffering, the hell, hunger, wars, animal, human beings, sura, intimacy, you see. Total cessation of that by ceasing the cause, the karma and delusions, possible suffering. See, which is the you know, mental thing. See. So you achieve. So within this benefit, you offer one grain, you know, one grain, one rice, one grain to a statue of Buddha, stupa, scripture, see, or visualized. So on top of that, then enlightenment, the great liberation, full enlightenment, cessation of all the mischievous mind growth, not only growth but suffering, over dependence, and completion of all the quality of the realizations. So you see that. So that's in, that is contained in that benefit of one tiny flower, 1 gram. Okay. So after, so that means increase all the realizations, 5 paths to liberation, 5 paths, simple mystery, enlightenment, you know, and all the times realizations. So everything contained in that benefit. You offer 1 gram rice, 1 small flower, 3 statues, 2 bar, or 6 jewels, or even visualized, okay? So then after you achieve enlightenment, then what you do is that you liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, and you reveal the whole path, bring them to full enlightenment. Numberless helping hungry animals, human beings, sura, asura, numberless initial realm. So you bring everyone, every single sentient being, to full enlightenment. You see, so that time, when that happens, then this one tiny grain of flower offered to statue or stupa or to Buddha, no question actually living Buddha, even visualized to her. Only at that time, that the benefit, that the merits offering this small grain, one tiny flower, sometimes a very tiny one, then that time, when you enlighten, when you have enlightened every single, brought every single sentient being to enlightenment, that time, only that time, the benefit is completed. So, so now here is talking about offering jewels. So now, if you offer a plate of jewels to, you see, to Buddha, how much merit you collect? Now you offer your house filled with jewels, offer to Buddha, unbelievable. Now you offer your whole area filled with jewels, offer to Buddha, can't imagine. Now you offer whole your country filled with jewels of Buddha, can't imagine. Now you offer whole this world filled with jewels of Buddha, can't imagine. Now he's talking here now, one universe, see, or the whole entire, all these 4 continents, east, east, west, south continent, so all the world. So then this Mount Meru, you know, Sanaman, all the whole entire universe. So like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. Then you count like that. That 1,000, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1,000. Then again you count one like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. So the I don't know, got confused. So one universe, see, like that, one whole the entire universe, sun, moon, everything out, complete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1,000. Okay. So now that one, you count like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. Thousand. Then you count again like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. So that's called great thousand of, don't think about the great thousand of 3,000 glasses of universe. So now he's talking about all that many. You fill it up with not only one universe, but that many great thousand of 3,000 glasses of universe. You see. Fill up with jewels, then you offer to Buddha. That, and you request to turn Dharma, will request for teaching. This has far greater merit. Many greater merit. Numberless unimaginable merit than having that much offering. In the seven practices, more merit, as it comes down, more merit, you see, it's explained. Then the turning Dharma will then requesting to stabilize more. So it goes like that. So here, this is what the Buddha is explaining. So here it talks about even much greater. So you see, so universe, how many universe? Equivalent number of the subtle atoms of the Pacific Ocean. Universe, how many universe? Equivalent number of the subtle atoms of the Pacific Ocean. That many universe, so it's unbelievable. You know, even you think as ordinary sand grain, I mean, even just one beach place, you know, sand grain, unbelievable number of sand grains. So here, actually, the sand grain is not ordinary sand grain. There's seven extremely subtle atoms. There's a kind of chudral, ludral. There's seven, I think maybe Abhidhamma-kosha, there's seven extremely subtle atoms. So I saw in Pabangas, great enlightened Pabangas, in his notes that he received teachings from Thabo Jambalundu, you know, and the Bodhicitta talking about benefits of Bodhicitta, you know. So they use the term Gangalungi Chama. So they, so the Chama is not only sand, it's this very extremely subtle atoms. So Gangalung is the Pacific Ocean. Not every Gangalung, but depends on which context. But like if you are blessing the water, that Gangalung is the river Ganga. Hai Chu Ganga. So that Ganga is the river Ganga. So Hai Chu, divine water. But that divine water has an interpreted meaning, definite meaning. Interpreted meaning is the river Ganga in India, what Hindus believe. But the definite meaning, and that is heightening the path. You know. But here, when you talk about benefit, like Buddhist benefits, using the term, and that means is, you know, this, I think, maybe same, so subtle atoms. So universe, equal number of subtle atoms to the Pacific Ocean, that many universes, it's unbelievable. Fill up with the seven precious jewels, then you offer the Buddhas, not one Buddha, Buddhas. Then requesting Buddha to turn Dharma, will this far, numberless, unimitable great merit, okay? So just to get an idea. In regards to making business of merits, to get an idea what is greater.
He requested, so he was able to turn Dharma well, isn't he? By having requested the Indra, Brahma, so forth, all those. So he was able to benefit, exchange, so, to a number of centimeters, you know. So, and that's saying the result that Buddha himself in the past requested other Buddhas to turn Dharma well. Then he requested Buddhas, you know, to abide, to not pass away, and the to abide, see it. So then, so usually you request these, the Buddhas in many aspects of universe, Guru, Buddhas in many aspects, you request to turn to a stable life, to you know, no possibility, see. So then Buddha said that because he made this request, it passed the Buddhas to abide, stable life. So, and then that's why, from that, he achieved, Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha achieved the qualities of Buddha, fulfills the qualities, qualities, and then 10 power qualities, 8 unmixed Dharma, those are Buddha's qualities, for wisdom, for individuals, perfect, wisdom, great loving-kindness, compassion, and achieved full enlightenment. And then also, my Dharma lasts a long time. So this is the result, what you achieve by requesting the, you know, to stable life, you see, long life. So therefore, we should understand that if we practiced seven limb before the extra practice, before maintaining lam rim, there's the preliminary preparatory practice. Actual body, the completion dedication, see. So people practice the seven limb. So, you see, so therefore, we should realize that every time when we do that seven practice, so it comes seven practice many times, you see, in sadhana, before you engage in the extra practice. So you should realize what each one is, what unbelievable merits how important each practice is, ample of a merits connect with each one and consequently. So it costs me, it could cost to each of all these qualities of Buddha that is explained Abhisamana Pedagogy, which is a subject thus which I studied in the monastery for many years. So it costs to achieve these qualities of Buddha. Mm-mm. So I'm humble of merits. you can see how important it is, why it comes to so much beginning with every practice in sadhana, so the seven practices. So the seven practices purify all the obstacles to attainment, you know, the Buddha's enlightenment. Then the increased merits, you know, the dedication and the rejoicing must be increased merits. You know, how it creates the enlightenment. Like the water, soil, all these conditions, and help the seed to produce a stem. See, the plant, the stem from the seed. See, all this together. So, otherwise, seed alone cannot produce the stem. See, all the whole trunk, branches, flowers, fruits. It doesn't happen. So Buddhist psychology, it seems that for the dedication, so it's even more merit than the request to have stable life, more merit than to Dharma. So now the dedication, you know, even more merit, okay? So now the Buddhist psychology, that's so Buddha tells Sharipu, anyone who, boys and girls, anybody who received these texts, who memorized these texts, who learned meaning of these texts, who read these texts, who reveal to others, so that person, you know, who received this, even receiving these texts, Kula Sutra, so if somebody gives you, somebody gives, receive, even that text, besides the, reading, memorizing, understand the meaning, revealing to others, even somebody who received the text, the merit is, so quite unconceivable, numberless great merits, then even more than even the from saving the dedication, which is much greater, numbers are greater than the request to turn dedication to stable life, which collects a number of greater energy merit than the, to turn Dharma will reach. Then it goes back to the withdrawal of that. So I think the main purpose is to explain the seven practices, but the main purpose is that, even receiving Golden Eye through the text in the hand, reading, memorizing, how this greater, unimaginable number of greater merit you receive. So that the main point of focus is to show us how this is so precious, Even receiving, somebody give you, receiving, it's unbelievable, numberless, unimaginable, numberless, greater merit than the previous one, so dedication of the see. So there's similar also when present part of the teachings, Buddha teachings of perfectional wisdom. So if you receive, Vajra Sutra or stands or anything, to receive in it, as an unbelievable merit of Christ. ทั้งบาเจ้าบาทั้งเกจงทั้งเสด็จเจ้าเมียเจ้าเกิดเดินเจ้าเจ้าลายงบเดียเจ้าพเมตตาคุณเกลวมาเสด็จว่าเจ้าโคตรบาเดียนยังนางตัวตัวบิดตัวบาเดียช่วยแก่นำนางเดชนาเดชที่เสบียวเสด็จเจ้าพุทธเจ้าเล่งงบเสด็จมาตัวสงฆ์คุณตัวบาเดียนั่นเจ้าบาลายนตัวบาเดียนตัวนั่นเป็นบาตัวบิดตัวนั่นเป็นบาตัวบิดจังจังจวนลายงบเสด็จเจ้าเมียเจ้าเกิดเดินเจ้าเจ้าลายงบเดียเจ้าพเมตตาคุณเกลวมาเสด็จว่าเจ้าโคตรบาเดียนยังนางตัวตัวบิ
제제바라조르세자바조도고시가스네샤조나산제제신제바동라장나초대데네타나양통고시가수다스네데제제바라제마도바선제르조도디센도바아자마제르제가라데바가바조르 이제 보세요.
By saying that you definitely, by hearing that Buddha's name, and then definitely you will achieve the complete, you know, thoroughness. So complete thoroughness to my people, full enlightenment, not just Lord Nirvana. Buddha said that the Buddha proverb that the place where this study resided and developed, you know, spread out. And the kings of their country, ministers, they receive four benefits, he says. They respect each other among them. And, you know, they among them, they have a very dear feeling, like friend, like family, see, very dear friend each other. Always the king able to, you know, I guess, always the king gives, I'm not sure what it means, always the king gives, maybe gives freedom or whatever, maybe things what they want, with wish, maybe king agree or maybe like that, permission. Then the sanghas who are in the virtue training, brahmas, and then this, you know, then the within the country, then the small countries, so those like states or have a different, you see. So all those live pure in there. Live pure, you see. Morality or pure discipline. And seek holy dharma. Do not seek feminist profit, you know, for themselves. And they are always praised by others. Then their reputation also gets spread out and increases. They have long life and they enjoy all happiness. And then there's many four. And there's another four like that. There's many benefits they receive. Where the Kundalini Sutra is read in place. So I was thinking maybe the Tibetan people in Tibet, you know, if they read Kundalini Sutra by thinking in their heart, you know, the Lama is the leader. So they give so much power and protection and so maybe this way, so as soon as to consider to be the guide, as the Tibetan people wish, as soon as to, you know, to be consider to be the guide, spiritual head, and so the school life, or I would say the religious and political, I say. And like before, then couldn't to be their guide as well. So he will recite, you know, they pray, then yeah, might help with that. Also, another one of the four is country where you recite the sutra, you know, people in that country and the area, you see, will have no sicknesses and increase their happiness, their health, and the wealth, also all the enjoyment they need, and the jewels, so forth, you know, what they need, they will quickly accomplish, and their merits get increased, so they get all these benefits. People in the country, in the area where the Kundalini is read. So there's a lot of, as I was saying before, there's so much benefit there as people in the world, in the country, in the area they receive. so extremely precious, and so you can so something that you can, so that's so easy to benefit. You can do a great extensive benefit to the sentient beings. So he says, as long as this profound sutra, this sutra lasts, you know, then the dharma of 37 aids to enlightenment. So this city of the path, you know, they exist, the teachings of all that path, you know. And whenever this sutra then doesn't become existent, then all this dharma doesn't exist in this world. So then, I say, So Buddha explains, from this Golden Sutra, even one word, you said even one word, even one verse, one chapter, or say, the complete either recite or memorize or think complete, then also so many sentient beings, to happiness for many sentient beings and for the benefit of many sentient beings, the purpose of many sentient beings, if you reveal this, then you will have a limitless heaps of merits. You could have, even in one word, it's just, even one line, from the so unbelievable. Hello,
This middle version.
middle words in the Gurla Sutra. This book is produced from Tibet. It was produced very beautiful, convenient in fact. So I was thinking the Gurla Ashtanga Sutra too. Make one like this. This is where you put into pocket, not pocket down there, but which has a same as the toilet, you know, there. Not there, but easy to put in pocket. It's more of this easy to for traveling. I discussed with one student from Taiwan, which is going to ask the Taiwanese organization to print the book free. Which says they can't, you know, I would this kind of sell it was. So, but if you come up with the money fountain, they can print quickly. It was the only waiting list, so what she said. So she could not discover them. So I think, so maybe it's not here. Sorry, didn't make it. So, according to this book, 185. I stopped at the beginning of the mantra. To protect the bodhisattva who are on the feet bhumi, the mantra. So the beginning of that. So. if there's time tomorrow, then not sure, but do a little bit. However, this may may happen in different parts, maybe different parts of the United States and other countries also. There may be so maybe that's some time that. So I'll see if we can do some more tomorrow. Changju, Simju, Rinpo, Jinma, Jinma, the merits we listened and reciting this. Bodhicitta to be due to this merit, all the merits past, present, future. This Bodhicitta may be generated in the hearts of oneself, one's family members, anybody who has a connection to oneself, whatever connection, whichever connection is, different type of connection. So, not only in their heart, in the heart of all the organizers, in the hearts of all the students, and. So many different parts of the world who sacrifice their life via hardships to serving others and then interesting, but through the organization. So in all their hearts, and those who love them, promise prayers them give to in all their hearts, and Bodhicitta to them. And in the rest of those, in all the rest of the sentient beings in their hearts, in every single animals, insects, and Bodhicitta to them, every single worms. But the tiniest insects, the tiniest we can't see, and on to school. So in all the hearts, in the hearts of every single hell beings who are most unimaginably suffering now, right now, nobody's of them, at a hot measure, at cold measure, and in the neighborhood, so everyone, the numbers, whose karma is rapid now, and you have to experience the internal karma finishes. So that's so most unbearable. So those who are in the hell realm, the heaviest one, the body is like same as a fire, you know, same as firewood to a fire. One is a fire, the body, and then one intermediate eon de la. Only you can discriminate that it is sentient being by the sound. These are the hell beings, the heaviest suffering of the hell realm, the inexhaustible hell realm. So may the bodhicitta be generated in all their hearts. So those intra-karma finish nothing, you know, to do with that. There's nobody to ask to, to help, you know, that. So all those are mother, your mother, us, you know, father, mothers, all the brothers, sisters, they all have been, so they suffer now most unbearably. So Buddhist originally, you know, every single their house, and you know, the hunger goes, every single hunger goes, their numbers, and every single human beings, and so that's just intermediaries, whatever. So this means when you pray, Buddhist originally in the heart of all sentient beings, that in the heart of all sentient beings, when we pray like this, it contains, it includes, it includes it's all these birds when you go outside, and all these birds are small and big, and every single insects, worms in the plants, lives on the insects will live on the tiny insects lives on vegetables on the leaves, backside of the leaves, green color, especially so and inside the flowers, they call the color of the flowers, it was red, orange. However, all these insects everywhere in the grass, and so they, you know, when you walk on the grass, and there's so many insects jumping. So all those include all those. So what it includes when you pray like this, you know, general Buddhism in the hospitals and everything, all this includes every single of those. When you go to the water, the ocean, there's all those numberless shells, numberless fish, everything. You know, the large animal sharks, and the tiniest ones, and the creatures in the water. So everything is included. So all those animals are. When you see in TV, they are all those cows and so much stuff. The monkeys, you know, could not find water, and all those zebras, whatever. But so elephants, all those who can't find water, come for so many miles, you know, for what can't find, and they can't find food. All that. So it includes everybody. Every single, nobody's left out. So this prayer is a great prayer. From your cushion, wherever you are, you make prayer to everybody. It covers everybody. So it's great prayer. Such as we're praying for sentient beings. It's amazing. So everybody receives the prayer. So including sentient beings living in your body, but they all receive your prayers.
Changjo zimjo rinpo je ma je bangnam je jo je je wa nyamba me ba ay Wangga be wa jo.
In the house of all the leaders. Changjo zimjo rinpo je ma je bangnam je jo je je wa nyamba me ba ay Wangga gongdo be wa jo. As you can see, in the house of all the humble thoughts to harm the world, to harm other. With hatred or the other to revenge or to, you know, dislike with different culture, different religion, all this, you know. I have a bodhicitta to be generated in the hearts of all the religious, all that, you know, the different traditions, people, believers and non-believers, in all their hearts, with humble thoughts, instant humble thoughts, bodhicitta to be taken place in their hearts. And please dedicate the merits, you know, from that, from deep down from your heart.
Changjo se joy rinpo che ma che pa na ma e je jo ro e je kya va nya ba me ba e go ne
filled with peace and happiness. Everybody, they live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. Whatever they do, become cause for enlightenment.
And may this Kuna Sutra be revealed as a in the world, very good opportunity to recite, you know, to spread and be able to come to meet, come to find, come to know this Golden Sutra and recite, read and write as well. so there's so ultimate and everybody, every sentient being, to bring them achieving enlightenment as good as possible. These are the three time merits, great bhavas, that was and that which merely impacted by mind. Which exists by merely impacted by mind. Impetition. But I who exists but was in mere impetition. Achieve Guru Sajjama Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but which is mere imputation. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are in mere imputation, merely labeled. To that Guru Sajjama Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but which is only mere labeled. Bhama Savalun, who is also who exists but who is also merely labeled. So that is why a change exists. If I don't mention that, some people might get the idea of when you say merely labeled, it means it doesn't exist. Merely labeled like dream. The dream is same merely labeled, but it doesn't exist. So that. Prevent that wrong idea, wrong concept doesn't exist. Exist in the premier level. So it becomes doesn't become nihilism. Some people the danger to my thing when you hear mere level, nihilism it doesn't exist. So we need to protect that. So is it so so the thing. Yeah, otherwise maybe then next time. So the last part. The preparation for the preparation. So there's some busy can be initiated without preparation with the purpose, but maybe after the preparation this time. I said, good evening, good night. Okay.